Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 14th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Eric Swalwell has announced he will resign from Congress following mounting sexual misconduct allegations and an ongoing ethics inquiry. Four women accused him last week of misconduct ranging from harassment to rape, claims he continues to deny, calling them false. Swalwell had already exited California's governor race amid pressure from party leaders. In his resignation letter, he said stepping down was necessary to avoid distracting from his duties, even as he fights the allegations. Congressional investigators are set to examine the case when lawmakers return from recess. The resignation marks a dramatic fall for a once-rising Democratic figure and leaves both legal and political questions still unresolved. Another news. Mark Carney has secured a slim parliamentary majority after his Liberal Party gained key seats in special elections and welcomed defections from opposition lawmakers. The Liberals now hold enough seats to pass legislation without relying on rivals, strengthening Carney's grip on power less than a year into his leadership. Canadian media projected victories in two Toronto area constituencies, with a third race still too close to call. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre criticized the outcome, accusing the government of relying on backroom deals. The shift gives Carney more freedom to pursue his agenda and could delay a national election until 2029. Around the world, Russia says it is ready to take custody of Iran's enriched uranium as part of a future peace deal with the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed the offer, originally proposed by Vladimir Putin, remains on the table. The move comes as Moscow evacuates most staff from Iran's Bushehr nuclear plant due to fears of airstrikes during the ongoing conflict. Officials warn that any attack near the facility could trigger a radiological disaster worse than Chernobyl. While the proposal could ease global concerns over nuclear escalation, no agreement has yet been reached. For now, the situation highlights just how high the stakes remain in the region. Another news. More than 700 flights have been canceled as pilots at Lufthansa go on strike in a dispute over pay and pensions. The two-day walkout has grounded roughly half of long-haul flights and two-thirds of short-haul services, affecting major hubs like Frankfurt. The pilots' union says it is open to negotiations, but only if realistic offers are made. Lufthansa, meanwhile, has described the demands as unfeasible. The strike follows a series of recent labor actions, including a cabin crew walkout that disrupted operations just days earlier. With no immediate resolution in sight, passengers face continued delays, while pressure builds on both sides to reach a compromise. Another news. Israeli troops fired tear gas at Palestinian schoolchildren during a sit-in protest in the village of Umm al-Khair. The children had gathered after settlers blocked access to their school with a barbed wire fence, preventing classes from resuming after more than 40 days of disruption due to regional conflict. Witnesses say tear gas canisters were fired as students held an open-air lesson. The Israeli military confirmed dispersing what it called an unusual gathering, but did not specify the use of tear gas. Local officials condemned the incident, calling it part of growing pressure on communities in Masafer Yatta. The situation underscores rising tensions and the human toll amid ongoing instability in the region. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.